Hey, you beautiful idiots. What are you doing most Mondays in June at 7 p.m? That's right. Fuck all. So why not instead do something good on a Monday night for once in your goddamn life? For 3 Mondays in June, we've teamed up with the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick to give you some of our best podcasts live and for free. Come see Plumbing the Death Star on the 6th, Scaredy Boys on the 20th, and us, Baseless Speculation, on the 27th. It's free, seating is limited, you can't book, but you can rock up early and have a pot and a palmer. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and let's try and squeeze too many people into too small of a room for too little of a reward of seeing some of the worst podcasts Australia has to offer. Tickets not available to purchase, so just rock up on the night. Once again, that's the 6th, 20th and 27th of June at the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick at 7 p.m. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV series? The 6-part Disney Plus TV series that is coming this Friday!
So sorry, listeners. As he was introducing this week's episode, Joel Zammit got kicked in the side of the head.
I like what he said.
We edited out the kick, but unfortunately, the line read stayed the same.
When you heard Disney Plush,
yeah,
you knew that was the end.
Yeah, it was like Disney Plop. Oosh!
Yeah. That was the kick.
Yeah. And now he's kick drunk. Rude of Disney, who were also part of the MCU. MCU's part of Disney.
Yeah.
To drop this trailer 2 weeks ago when we were very busy talking about whatever shit we were talking about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Let me just quickly pull
it.
Wouldn't have been Chip and Dale. Baseless, but look,
surely it was Chip and Dale.
I think it was.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I didn't even know this trailer dropped.
Avatar might have been.
Hopefully it was Avatar.
It would have been, yeah, Avatar.
Okay.
And prior to that,
we were too
was
busy thinking about Avatar.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, it makes sense.
Important.
Base reaction to Doctor Strange, Avatar.
Yeah.
Riding the high of Avatar, seeing the trailer for me, seeing it in D-Box and being a bit disappointed.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know.
Riding the high or the low. You were riding something.
I was riding something. I was riding the high of Avatar, the low of D-Box.
Exactly. So we missed.
Chip
and
Dale was ages ago. So, March 23. We couldn't have spoken about Star Wars then. We were busy.
So forgive us for only now realizing the Obi-Wan trailer was out.
In fact, this episode's being recorded the same day you're hearing. Right now as you're hearing it, actually. Yeah. It's a special live one just for you.
Yeah.
And it was suggested just before I recorded this, Jackson and my good friend Joel Zammit.
Yeah.
Jackson is just whatever.
Some guy I fucking know.
Jackson and my good kick drunk friend Joel Zammit. Yeah, he's there. You got one friend, one guy in the studio you sort of know, and then your friend who got kicked by a horse. Yeah.
The horse came in.
What company?
We're like,
oh, you
no, that horse back. Mid intro.
That horse is going to go straight for Zammit. This always happens. Horses hate his hair.
You were like, yeah, let's do this so we can release that next week. And I was like, it's too late.
Yeah.
First 2 episodes out of 6 will be out on Friday. So this is an emergency episode.
Yeah, that is. We hit the big red emergency baselessly speculative button.
Although, that horse has come back for round 2.
What is wrong with my brain?
Look,
did that alarm go wee-woo-wah-woo?
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, that's just that horse kick. Don't worry about it. We're pushing through. One thing.
I did get my flu shot this morning.
I
just want to put that out there.
They also were like, all right.
And then while I went and patted a horse. And guess what will happen? Yeah, as you were getting the flu shot, they were like, no, don't let the horse in here. Damn it, you're like, I know what's coming.
Noise.
Oh my god, it's a donkey. That's a stronger kick.
Shorter legs. More powerful. Yeah.
I know what this horse wants. It loved my head.
And then the horse just goes. It's done what it came
we
to
let
do.
It out. Yeah. It's job well done. So
I hate this horse touch cursed life.
Much like when a cat pisses on the floor, once a horse has kicked you in the head,
it's going to keep happening.
Yeah. Every horse will be like, oh, that hit.
I see we got a head for kicking. Yeah. All right. So this is an emergency based speculation.
I will
on Obi-Wan
say
Kenobi.
We have a slight advantage over those who did dissect the trailer because the trailer came out 2 weeks ago. But a mere 24 hours ago, the official Disney Plus Twitter account, the UK Twitter account for some reason, obviously when I'm reading this, you got to imagine it in a British accent.
Oh, yeah, done.
Posted what they're calling the official Obi-Wan Kenobi watch list that includes several key episodes of Clone Wars to watch before you watch Obi-Wan.
But here's the trick.
You're not gonna.
But they're like, oh, you got to watch these episodes to understand Obi-Wan, but then you got to watch these episodes to understand the episodes you're watching to understand. You know what I mean? It's recursive.
Clone Wars. Yeah, Clone Wars.
The horse kicked you.
I'm
scared for my safety.
So Clone Wars is kind of a interesting TV show because there's like story blocks in the seasons.
Oh, okay.
And those story blocks don't necessarially need to be watched in certain orders, especially at first. It's only like later on does it become all like
cohesive. Yeah.
So, and I think Rebels is the same, but I don't know enough about Rebels to confidently make that call. But I will unconfidently put it in an episode and release it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm fairly certain that the Inquisitor, one of the villains of this, is in a Rebels.
Oh, okay.
Fairly
certain. So that'll probably be part of the
Well, here's another
maybe
thing.
Not. Maybe
well, because just because they were like, here's the episode.
Maybe it's Clone Wars.
Well, these it's just Clone Wars episodes they posted.
I'm fairly certain the Inquisitors pop up in Rebels. But then again, I don't know.
But maybe it's like in Clone Wars, you're going to get a better explanation of who he is.
Yeah. Because I think in Rebels, they came and I was like, who?
Yeah.
So maybe they popped up in Clone Wars.
So the basic story of this seems to be Obi-Wan is in exile.
Yep.
Because some bad shit happened.
Yeah, because Order 666 or whatever.
Yeah, Order the Satan Devil.
Do you want to hear the full watch list? Because you were meant to start on Friday the 20th. So we've.
Can I not pack these
Hang
into an evening?
Hang on. They posted this after. You've lied to me, Disney Plus UK. Yeah. They posted this after the day that this watch list starts. We're going to have to cram these things in. Friday the 20th, so 4 or 5 days ago, you fucked up, listeners, because you were meant to watch Phantom Menace.
No, I wasn't.
And then on the 21st of May, 3 or 4 days ago, you were meant to watch Attack of the Clones.
I just don't think I was going to do that.
On the 22nd of May, you fire up the Clone Wars movie, which is the first 3 episodes of the Clone Wars TV series, if I recall
Is that
correctly.
The one in a different animation style?
It's not in a different animation style to the Clone Wars TV series.
What was the one, maybe they were like maybe 2 minutes or whatever and you put them all together and it's...
That's the Clone Wars TV series. But it's a different Clone Wars TV series. They both have the same name.
I see what's happened and I'm none the wiser.
So,
the one that looks like Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
Is that the good one?
Tarkovsky, I think that's the guy's name. So that's not canon anymore.
But it looks so good.
Yeah, it did look cool. Yeah. So that's been replaced by the Clone Wars. Clone Wars was out. Yeah. That's 22 episodes, I think. The first 18 are 2 to 5 minutes, I think. And then the last 5 or 6 are 20-minute episodes. And that leads up right up until Revenge of the Sith. But then what they did was they made a new TV series called Star Wars The Clone Wars, which also tells the story from Attack of the Clones to Revenge of the Sith. But this one is different, and that's the 3D animation style.
When did consuming media become so horrible? what happened?
Who to blame this?
Who to blame this?
The horse is back. We've got to get this mule out of the studio. What actually would have been? Maybe Star Trek or Doctor Who?
Something wrecked
Doctor
watching
Who.
Movies and TV shows.
I don't know, because Doctor Who, maybe...
Because obviously if you watch...
Is there required reading?
Well, Doctor Who would have... So New Who, I haven't said that in a long time.
Yeah.
Jesus. So yeah, like from the 2005 reboot onwards, there is definitely events that tie into like stories from the original
past.
Run.
Yeah.
But if you're in the original run, no. Because obviously, if you've seen, but then also if you've seen it all, you've seen it all. But I guess same here. Like, if you've seen all Star Wars.
Yeah, but the difference is that this is a TV show, movie.
And movie and comic book.
I mean, Doctor Who, there's a movie that you need to watch.
But
I didn't get a cinema. Did it get a cinematic release?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe it was Doctor Who.
Nah, because this is happening before.
Could have also, I mean, Star Trek could does it
be,
as well.
Could just be Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, no, because Star Trek has the series, then a movie, then another movie, which is a sequel to the first movie, but then there's more series that then tie into movies.
Yeah. But I didn't feel like you needed to watch them.
Well, I think if you were just to watch the Star Trek films, I don't think you'd know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know.
Because you got to fucking watch a bit of Deep Space Nine or whatever.
Which one was the one set in the space cafe?
What?
That does sound good, though. Was it Deep Space Nine?
Well, I think that's Deep Space Nine set in a space cafe.
What? None of those were words.
Yeah, the meal came back.
It's Deep Space Nine is set in a space restaurant.
I think maybe a space restaurant appears.
I'm pretty sure it's set.
You've just watched that one episode where Worf loves omelets.
Yeah.
No, but that's not in a restaurant. That's in like a dining room. I don't know.
The Deep Space Nine is set on Deep Space Nine, which is a space station.
Yeah. I think that's probably the one I meant.
And probably in that space station, there might be a
there
cafe.
There would be a cafeteria, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's really what my mind's grasped onto.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Actually.
Yeah.
I think Star Trek TV series later on don't make sense if you haven't seen the movies, but the movies work standalone.
Yeah, I think that might be.
Which is also how Star Wars operates.
Yeah. So maybe it is. Yeah.
I'm going to blame Star Trek, I think.
Okay.
I might blame Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can blame.
You can blame the MCU if you
want.
The MCU is the worst offender.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Because Star Wars doesn't trick you in the sense of like... They're like, you got to watch everything and read everything or it won't make sense.
Yeah. Star Wars.
Star Wars never, this is, you don't have to. It's just like.
Yeah. Star Wars always feels like, here's your main movies and then here's some supplementary shit.
Yeah.
Except for the new ones.
Yeah, ones have kind of gone in the
other. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Is it like you need to watch The Mandalorian?
More like episode, the last thing that happened. The Skywalker one.
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
You needed to know other stuff apart from the movies. I think it was just the last one was bad.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But also I did read some of the other stuff that was like around and I was like, didn't make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's worse. Supplementary material.
Yeah, rather than
like,
required
reading. I'm just thinking more about like the Knights of Ren bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Like whom they were, what their like bag was and all that shit. And then you find out and it's worse.
Yeah.
That's explained in The Force Awakens.
Okay, well, what is it then?
Is it?
Yeah, aren't the Knights of Ren the fallen Jedi that...
No, wrong.
Okay. Well, that's the...
Yeah. Read the comic, the Kylo Ren one. It's bad.
Well,
bad.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because it feels like supplementary material. They're not like you have to... Where the MCU is like, you don't want her.
Like, if you haven't seen WandaVision, Doctor Strange won't make sense.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen a TV series that was unrelated to the MCU, this Hawkeye TV series cameo, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Who's that
big
boy.
Lad?
He's
big
so
lad bald head.
He's so big.
The fuck is
my mind?
The fuck is going on with my TV show?
Yeah, that would be very strange if you had no idea who that was because they hide it
for
so long.
Yeah.
The MCU not only requires that, but also for you to get excited, you need to know which big movie studio owns which characters.
Yeah.
That is more fucked up than a bad Star Wars comic explaining a thing that's not explained in the movie.
Big time, big time.
So yeah, I'm blaming Star Trek, you're blaming Star Wars.
Maybe
Jackson is correct,
maybe it's just MCU. Yeah.
Here's my other theory. I think it's just Disney's fault.
Yes, the mouse
Disney,
is to blame.
Disney want Disney Plus to be as big as possible, so they need to make movies and TV series seem
the
as
same.
Big as each other.
Can I throw in a fourth option?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith's Askewniverse.
Clerks 2 makes no sense if you haven't seen Clerks, which is normal because if you haven't seen the original one, you probably shouldn't just jump in and watch a sequel.
Yeah.
But when did movie studios start?
It's more source meal, like Easter egg bullshit.
Yeah. Because
if you haven't seen Die Hard 1, but you watch Die Hard 2, it still makes sense.
Yeah.
But now we've got movies, so if you haven't seen the first one, it don't make any sense.
Yeah.
There's no new audiences.
I don't know.
Harry Potter fucks the movies, that's fucked up as well.
Avatar 2, I reckon you could just launch it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I reckon.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. I think they've stopped doing, which I think is sad, is, like, you know, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre is like a harrowing fuck fest of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is like a goofball bananas comedy. Mm. More of that, please. Mm. Somebody comes in and just makes a different kind of movie.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but guess who the first director was and who the second director was? Same guy.
Yeah, fair point.
It was
fair
the
point.
Same
well, that's
guy.
Good, too. Do more of
it.
It
was just like, what if I made that movie again, but different?
But it was silly this time.
What if I had comedy? Yeah. Mm. And then what if they made it again? I think there are two or three Texas Chainsaw Massacre origin movies. That's cool.
Yeah, because there's...
It's like a very confused franchise.
Because there's Leatherface, which is a reboot. And then there's also, I think, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginnings of the Origin or something, which is a reboot.
And then there's just Leatherface. But I think there's another one called just Leatherface.
Is there one coming out
or has just come out where that's people are live streaming?
That's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's unfortunately a legacy sequel, and it sucks.
Yeah. And it has come out?
Yeah, came out on Netflix a couple of months ago. I watched it here when I was...
Okay. For some reason.
Been doing something.
Okay. Anyway, I know it's a very, very, very confused franchise.
If you want to talk about confused, and this is a sidebar, but we'll get back.
Sidebar of the sidebar.
Yeah. You want to talk about confused horror franchises? Yeah, Let me just walk you through the Halloween series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Halloween. Mm. Halloween 2. Mm-hmm. Halloween 3, which is a sequel unrelated to 1 and 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 follows 1. Mm-hmm. Then you get Halloween 4, 5, and 6, mm-hmm. which I think follow... Yeah, they do. They follow 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... 1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
Yep. Great. Don't worry
about that. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's the end of that story.
Yeah. You get H2O. Is that one of them?
Yeah. So then you get Halloween H2O, which is not a sequel to 6.
Why do they call it H2O?
It's Halloween 2000.
I know that, but it's like water.
Yeah. That's why? Water.
Oh, actually, it's Halloween 20 years later. It's not even Halloween 2000. It's Halloween 20 years later. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making that up.
No, it is called It's Halloween H2O.
Is water relevant?
No, it's got nothing. It's literally on the opening credits when it comes up Halloween.
Yeah. I understand that.
It's called Halloween 20 years later, but then it fades into H2O.
I understand that, but then why did they be like, H2O, like the water molecule, all right, let's do that.
I don't know.
It's like if they were like, it's Friday the 13th carbon.
Well, Jason X has nothing to do with X. It's, what do you reckon Jason X is set?
10.
It's in space. I know it's in space, but is X 10?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway, let's go back to Halloween.
So Halloween H2O because Jamie Lee Curtis dies.
Halloween H2O is set. No, Jamie Curtis survives this movie.
Yeah, okay.
So Halloween H2O. Jamie Curtis, however, does die either at the start of 4 or off screen before 4.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis is back because this Halloween H2O is not a sequel to 4, 5, and 6, but is in fact a sequel to 2, mm-hmm. 20 years later.
I thought you were going to chuck that in as a sequel to 3.
No. Three exists entirely separate. There is no surprises here where 3 is a sequel to anything.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 is standalone.
3 is standalone. It's about ghosts. Seasons of the Witch. No, it's about witches because it's called Season of the Witch.
You ascribe to the fan theory because in Halloween 3, there were like monster men. Right? That when they die, and they're like these indestructible monster men, and when they die, they bleed white. And then later Halloween movies, the Halloween Mike Myers, is an indestructible monster man who bleeds white. For some reason, in one movie, he's bleeding white. And some people are like, what are they trying to do here? What is this?
Yeah, because he definitely bleeds red in the first one because he gets stabbed in the eye.
Yeah, I know. But later ones, for some reason, he's bleeding white.
He's an indescribable monster.
Was he made by the same company that made the Monster Man in Halloween
3? No, he made a deal with a witch. That's made in the second one.
There are witches in 3, though.
Well, yeah, it's season of them. Yeah. Then there's a sequel to Halloween H2O called Halloween Resurrections. Mike Myers died. No. Sort of dies, but then he's alive again.
No, in one of them, he gets hit by a car.
That's the end of Halloween H2O. Okay.
I think I watched that one.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis.
Only Halloween movie.
Jamie Lee Curtis beheads Mike Myers at the end of that,
and he gets back.
But it turns out that she was hallucinating, and she beheaded a paramedic.
Oh, okay, classic. We'll be
and
there.
Then
fucking what?
Then she's in hospital at the start of Resurrections and gets killed
for beheading a paramedic.
Yes.
Okay, it makes sense. You don't behead a paramedic.
Yeah. So she
that'll send you away.
It's a crime. Jamie Lee Curtis is killed
with that in mind. Yeah, does it make any kind of sense? Okay.
Michael.
Not at all.
Good stuff.
I think it's Michael Myers tricked her by dressing up as a paramedic, but put the paramedic in his clothes. But it's like, what?
Anyway. I love when you kind of stop and think about horror movies, like the villain, the pranks they pull.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween Resurrections, and it's very important. And we've mentioned this when we did our Halloween Kills Halloween Ends episode, but Halloween Resurrection was originally called Halloween MichaelMyers.com. Because that is a reality show one where they're all in a house, someone's dressed as Michael Myers, but then there's a real Michael Myers. Anyway,
can I say that rules?
I wish it was called MichaelMyers.com. The legacy of that movie would be through the roof.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a sequel to H2O, which is a sequel to 2. Yeah. Anyway, then they make a legacy sequel to 1 that is unrelated to 2 called Halloween. So you've got Halloween, then Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween is a sequel to Halloween, but not Halloween 2. Then you've got Halloween Kills, which is a sequel to Halloween, which is a sequel of Halloween. But Halloween Kills is basically a reboot of Halloween 2. And then also, sidebar all of that, you get Halloween and Halloween 2, which is a remake by Rob Zombie. But Halloween 2 by Rob Zombie is not a direct remake of Halloween 2 by whoever made the sequel. It wasn't John Carpenter.
But Halloween 2 by Rob Zombie is a sequel to Halloween by Rob Zombie?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I feel like that happens pretty... I think that happened with Leatherface as well, that somebody did a little one and two again, just kind of separate from everything. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, there's three timelines in
Halloween. I want to see this in a graph.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the graph's funny because Season of the Witch is just separate.
Yeah. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
It's cool that they tried. They were like, maybe they're anthology films. Oh, never mind. I guess they're not. Okay.
Anyway, so Disney wrecked everything and Halloween's confusing.
So Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. So it seems...
straightforward.
Yeah, he's in exile, but the... bad guys, they still want to kill him because they're trying to get rid of all the Jedi, and they're like, well, he's fled.
Just to wind it back again. So then on the 23rd of May.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. You're watching Clone Wars Season 2, Episodes 12 to 16.
Okay.
Then Tuesday, 24th of May, which is
today.
Today, but tomorrow when you're listening to this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yesterday when you're listening to this, not tomorrow. This is not being recorded in the future.
Yes.
That horse. God damn.
Wow, it's getting us.
You're going to watch Season 4, Episode 15 to 18.
Okay.
Then tomorrow, which will be today when you're listening. Season 5, Episode 14 to 16. Then you're going to watch Revenge of the Sith.
No, I'm not.
On Friday, you're going to watch the first two episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi. So,
okay.
Do we think that you'll be
able Revenge of the Sith? That's the Star Wars Episode 3,
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I assume that a lot of.
Well, yeah, because Clone Wars is set between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Because isn't there like part of the Clone Wars where it follows overlaps. Darth Maul?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And there's a fight between Obi-Wan and Darth Maul.
That happens in. Okay. So
that happens in Rebels?
It happens in both.
Okay.
But Darth Maul dies again in Rebels.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know there was
rumors. Darth
Maul
survives all of this. Darth Maul could be in this.
Well, I heard he's not, though.
Because
I heard that Ray Park was back and they was going to do this, but then he left due to creative differences because just not going to happen. So Darth Maul isn't going to be in this one.
Mm. Okay. Well, that also makes sense.
Yeah.
So, because they're like, well, this already got resolved in
Rebels.
Why are we doing it a third time?
They'll probably tease his return because then that ties into Rebels. Because the way that Darth Maul dies is he's being consumed by hate all this time about everyone cutting him in half.
Because he got spider legs.
Yeah.
He got spider legs. Well, yeah, he gets spider legs and he gets normal guy legs again.
What?
He gets, well, they're robot legs, but they're normal
guys. It is very funny for the, you're like,
it's not even... got like a normal guy's legs.
No.
I'm like, what? It's funny in Star Wars.
He gets rescued by his brother.
You lose your legs and they're like, we'll give you spider legs. And you're like, can I just get regular legs?
So, yeah, just wait a bit.
Why is that hard?
You're on the waiting list for regular legs. We only got spider legs. You got spider legs or grasshopper legs. What do you want?
I guess I'll go the spider
legs.
Yeah,
good.
It seems really easy
to replace
a limb in this world.
No one wants the grasshopper legs.
I was actually cut really cleanly in half. So,
it happens a lot. Yeah, we can. That's the most common injury.
I mean to my old legs. No.
Oh, no.
Well, they fell down the shaft.
Then you see another guy walking away with your legs.
Hey!
Hang on a second. He was in front of you.
What? Yeah. You see like the top of a droid with like his legs walking along.
The top of a spider droid. Wait, what are you doing? Just enjoy your spider legs, Maul. I don't think that, even though they say watch these, I don't think I'll need to watch any of these to enjoy Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, so let's find out.
I assume that the only reason that they're like, watch these, is for characters that will also presumably get some kind of introduction.
Like
you were saying, the Grand Inquisitor, maybe some of the bounty hunters, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi's Sabine, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Basically her girlfriend, his girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, so Sabine is in this?
I think so.
Isn't Sabine's a Rebels?
Maybe not. Hang on. Sabine, what's her
name?
Sabine,
the young, like, the one that Ezra has a crush
Satine.
On?
Satine.
Oh, Saltine.
Who's Satine?
What's Satine? And Cad Bane also might pop up in this because he's in the episode today.
Who Cad Bane?
He's in The Mandalorian or The Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett. He come and everyone was like, woo, I'm at whom?
Who this, though?
Excuse me?
Who this, please?
And then he shoots a handsome man. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. Why he shoot a handsome man? I like the handsome man. He come back?
He go around shooting.
Why is he shooting the handsome man?
Satine is from.
Yeah.
Mandalore.
Okay.
So that, she's also a... Okay, she, so...
Is Satine from Rebels?
She's in... I don't know if she's in Rebels, but she's definitely
so
in...
Satine and Sabine.
No way. I refuse to believe that there are characters named Satine and Sabine.
No, wait, there is. Okay. Satine is that. Lord. And then Sabine... not Sabone.
Yeah, Satine cries of Mandalore.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Obi-Wan protects Satine from the Death Watch, and that happens in the first three or four episodes we've got to watch, and she becomes, I think...
And there's a Sabine Wren. So there is a
don't
Sabine.
Don't have a Satine and Sabine.
Whatever. Okay. We've got a Jackson and two Joels. That's we have point. Two Joels. There's three of us.
Yeah, we don't have a Joe and a Joel.
Yeah, if it was a Joe and a Joel, it'd be worse.
You think...
Yeah. If it was Sabine and Sabine, that would be sick.
You honestly think if we sat here and we said, no, it's not the Sabine from Rebels, it's the Sabine from the Clone Wars, you wouldn't scream and leave?
Well, I'd be unhappy about it, but it's funnier. The other way is just annoying. Yeah. The other way feels lazier. Well, it's like a mid-level lazy. Naming them the same is so like a power lazy.
Satine pops up in those first episodes that we got to watch.
Okay.
And then the next lot of episodes are... Ooh,
okay, so Satine is the pacifist ruler of the new Mandalorians.
Do we think how much is that going to be relevant to Obi-Wan?
Okay, the next group
I'm
of
guessing
things,
barely.
The next group, the season four episodes are the Cad Bane episodes.
Okay.
Where Obi the first episode of this group, Obi-Wan fakes his own death and goes undercover as Rako Hardeen.
Do you reckon Reiko's going to make a cameo in this?
Well, that's Obi-Wan.
Yeah,
with a
I know.
Fake name, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon he's like, hey, I'm Reiko.
I'm Reiko. Reiko, baby.
Before he settles on Ben.
Okay. So this Satine, I think her. Okay, is that last name was Kriz? Yeah, yes.
Satine Kriz?
Satine Kriz. So Bo-Katan Kriz is played by what's her name from Battlestar Galactica? She in Book of. No. Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
So she's, I'm guessing, like, oh, can that make, okay.
So she'll be hunting down Obi-Wan, you reckon?
There to be like, I need to, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You don't even know. I'm just like, oh, that's neat.
I think I would be really good, because I would like to watch I like Ewan McGregor. He's a very handsome man.
He's so
handsome. So I think I will watch this, but I think I'm a great case study, because I got so little other knowledge going into this. And we often talk about this with like Marvel movies and TV shows where we're like, if you went into this without the supplementary material or the required reading, how much sense would it make?
Okay, so you need
to... I'll be able to tell you.
Apparently you need to know, based on what the next three episodes is, Satine gets kidnapped by Darth Maul.
Okay.
And Bo-Katan then pops up and is revealed to be Satine's sister.
Okay.
And it all involves Mandalore again, though. So I don't know if this is going to tie into.
So if those are the ones like required watching, maybe this ties into a little bit of like
Mandalorian.
Mando? You reckon Mando might pop up?
He can't. Because this is like.
No. That Mando meets. You know, because Mando meets adult Luke, and we see Luke on the top of a sandcastle being a pod racer.
He looks so stupid.
Well, yeah, he's pretending to be a pod racer on top of his house, and his uncle is like, Obi-Wan is like, hey, Uncle Ben, when Luke's old enough, I gotta train him. And then Ben's like, you fucking trained his dad, fuckhead. You fucked up. You make me sick.
Well, it is
fuck
funny.
You.
Good burn. It's like if I baked a cake and set a house on fire in the process, and then the next day was like, hey, man, you want me to make you a cake?
No.
You're like, Jackson, I see what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
He's a bad teacher, huh?
He's a terrible teacher.
Really,
but he was taught by Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Sucks shit.
Yeah. And Qui-Gon was taught by, let's say, Yoda.
No, Qui-Gon's. Guy was the guy who made the Clone Wars, the clones, I'm pretty
sure. Wasn't Qui-Gon by Christopher Lee?
Oh, Count Dooku trained Qui-Gon.
It's been bad all the way down.
Is that...
Who was... No, I thought it was
Count Dooku's?
Yeah.
Who trained Qui-Gon? This won't help us in this episode. But
it's funny to think about...
Count Dooku!
Okay. Oh! So he did. And who trained Dooku?
Who trained Count Dooku?
Who trained Dooku? Let's follow this back to its source.
Who trained Dooku?
Because Dooku gets his freaking head cut off. Yeah?
Sidious.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true.
No, Dooku was renamed Darth Tyrannus after Sidious. So who is he? Yoda.
Cunt.
Fucking Yoda's fault.
Yoda. Train you wrong, I will.
Whoops.
Yeah, there's Thame Cerulean and Yoda are apparently his.
I think
Yoda fucks up Dooku. Here's the timeline.
Who's Thame Cerulean?
Yoda fucks up Dooku's training. Dooku fucks up Qui-Gon's training. Qui-Gon fucks up Obi-Wan's training. Obi-Wan fucks up Luke's training. It's a terrible train of bad teachers.
And Luke fucked up Kylo's training.
Luke fucked up Kylo. God fucking
who?
Damn it.
Sort of fucks up Rey's training.
Yes. It's one horrible chain. No wonder Yoda's happy when it's all over.
He's like, mistake this was. Please burn it all down. Fuck.
Imagine Yoda, he just didn't put all, his whole ass into training Dooku. Like, it wasn't like an intentionally bad training. He just had other stuff going on. And now, look at the fucking sequence of events.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Reap what you sow, Yoda.
No, it's all Yoda's
fault. Okay, so...
If there's any, like, if, like, right here, you're like, hey, we really need good education.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly, like, you can't, because Dooku, I mean, Qui-Gon.
So Thame Cerulean became obsessed with the dark arts.
Well, okay.
So that's probably where that happens.
Yeah. Mm. So, well, So that means that Thame Cerulean and Yoda, they
fought. But he's obsessed with them in the way where he's like, the Sith are gonna come back. So I don't know if he's like, who kills him? Presumably someone. He's got to die somehow.
Well, old age.
Yeah,
well, that's very funny. Like, Yoda, bad teacher. Dooku, bad teacher. Qui-Gon, gambling man. Anyway, do we think, how much of this is going to be set on Tatooine? And how much is going to be set elsewhere? Like, are we going to get a lot of Obi-Wan?
It would be strange if they did set it all on Tatooine, right?
Because we see a city, opening shot of the trailer is not Tatooine.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be strange because they're like, you know, send bounty hunters to get Obi-Wan. If they know he's on Tatooine, that would, you know, surely raise some, like...
Yeah, but it also can't end on Tatooine. No. I mean, like, obviously it probably will, but it also feels weird for... the scenes we've seen that are clearly on Tatooine to be the climax of the show.
Yeah, surely he's just going to Tatooine and being like, I want to train Luke. Mm. And Owen is just like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
You're a bad teacher, leave. And I'm hoping it's just that.
Where does Rebels start?
Because, like, if hopefully there's not too much on Tatooine. Because then it's kind of like, well, then...
So is it going to be a kind of like a Most Wanted Man kind of TV show where it's a get the lobster. It's everybody wants to kill Obi-Wan, and it's Obi-Wan ducking and weaving, avoiding all of these people trying to... It's kind of like, an elaborate six-part series of Obi-Wan faking his death, really.
Well, because you don't want... Because I guess clearly Obi-Wan wants to not... wants to ensure that the Darths... Like, Darth side. The Darth side.
No, it is the Darth side. You're not wrong.
The dark side to find Luke. So surely he might start on Tatooine and he's like, okay, I want to train Luke. And he's like, fuck off, mate, don't train Luke. You're a bad teacher. I'm a good teacher. No, name one good student.
Yeah. Well, I was trained by Qui-Gon. He's an idiot.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, in that case, no, you can't come near my son.
Shit.
So yeah, so that, and then maybe like someone is like a bounty hunter and he's like, oh shit, if I stay here, they're going to come for me. So he has to like, you know, chuff off, and maybe he's going to be like, well, if I can't train Luke and if I make sure that I'm way away from there, maybe the dark side won't get to him. Or like,
true. I've got to keep
make sure that
Luke.
His dad can't find Luke, whatever. So he kind of goes that.
Mm.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Bounty hunters chase him, and maybe he's also been like, well, what else can I do? Maybe I can try and find other Jedi.
Yeah, like, that's true. See, who, I mean, like, maybe that'll be a portion of the show. Yeah, him tracking, he'll be like, surely I can't be the only one who survived Order 66.
Is Kingo, is he a Jedi, or is he just in those robes that everyone wears in Tatooine because it's hot?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there'll be, like, some underground Jedi network that well, maybe...
Remember that Uncle Ben is also wearing the same robes.
Yeah, that's true.
I think what happened is... And this is dumb because George Lucas did it and it's his thing.
Yeah.
But because the Jedi are from Tatooine in Star Wars, like the 77 movie, so Obi-Wan and Luke are both wearing these robes.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So then that became the Jedi.
Well, it's kind of like...
But it's actually the Tatooine.
Yeah, yeah. It's like how Han Solo has lines on his jacket that have, in time, come to be medals. You know, or in his pants or something. He's got like lines on his pants that were just lines on his pants because that's his costume. If you go on Wikipedia, they're like, yeah. It's because he won this battle. That's a military thing. Lines on your pants.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
That's really made seeing that movie better. It's really great to watch it now. But yeah, so, well, I think that's kind of fun. Like, I hope if it's a Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan, like, maybe he's got to set up using this underground network of people who are still on the good guy side or whatever. Because also, I guess this takes place in a period of time where the Empire are, like, becoming the establishing... Yeah.
So it's 10 years after Revenge of the Sith, which makes it, I think, 8 years before New Hope. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Luke is 18 in that.
Okay, so Luke's is a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, so it's like, here we are, like, he's...
And Rebels happens in between this time as well. Rebels also goes to Tatooine at some point.
Rebels is 5 years off, 5 years before A New Hope.
Okay, so Rebels is...
I think.
Going to come to Tatooine in a few years.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, I kind of like that. It's like Obi-Wan... Who it's what I
so
like
5 years before the Battle of Yavin. So yeah, that's 5 years before A New Hope.
Okay,
I like that this is set in a time in a period of time where the good guys have lost.
Yeah,
and I like that it's Obi-Wan is not. You know, by the end of this, he will have some small victory, but he's not gonna. There's no saving the day, which I kind of think is cool.
Yeah, I think it's gonna. Like, I think it'll start on Tatooine.
Yeah,
and I think it's gonna end on Tatooine. I think those are the only times we're really gonna maybe see Tatooine. And yeah, it's just gonna be establishing like that's where he wants to kind of like you know oversee Luke.
Yeah,
and he realizes he's got to fuck off because him being there is in danger. It'll be going around bounty hunters. Him trying to like you know avoid bounty hunters, but also trying to maybe reestablish Jedi Order.
Yeah,
maybe try and reconnect with Ahsoka.
Oh yeah.
Who else is kind of kicking it? Maybe we might see some live action rebel people.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
No, but maybe, and then we'll also, the dark side, the Empire, basically trying to hunt this like one of the last remaining Jedi's down. And so that's going to be his kind of main thing. Maybe he'll start up a kind of like some resistance here and there. Maybe we might get some like maybe some clones that he's like good friends.
Oh
with.
Yeah.
A couple of those might kind of pop up.
What do you think his ultimate goal is going to be? Like, what's he trying to do? Because obviously you're right. It's like he can't stay on Tatooine.
Yeah.
He's got to fake his own death. Because by the time of Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie, it's assumed that he's, like, nobody's looking for him anymore, right?
Yeah, what do we know of what the villains know of Obi-Wan at the start?
Well, I think, like,
so I think it's just that Inquisitors, like Darth Vader has made the Sith Inquisitors to go murder any remaining Jedi, because that is also explored in that video game that I didn't play enough of, even though it's really good.
Fallen Order.
Mm-hmm. So, that, yeah, the Inquisitor's team are not made to kill Obi-Wan. It's just any remaining Jedi.
But in the Star Wars 1977, mm-hmm. what does the Empire know? Are they like Obi-Wan's dunzo? Or are they, yeah. because when,
yeah, is Vader n- like, oh shit, you're alive?
I think he's like, oh my God, this guy.
I don't really think you get it either way.
Yeah. Because
it's just like, you look like shit, old man, is basically
yeah.
what.
Because he fakes his own death, which is apparently a go-to move of Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Fakes his own death, and then he just goes into, Tatooine. He's like, I'm old Ben, and I'm the hermit, and maybe he just kind of looks over, looks after Luke from afar.
He's kind of like that
hidden protector.
So
like the end scene of when we find out who Leela's parents are in Futurama. They're the one, like,
we've been looking after you this whole time.
We're making sure you don't fall down a sewer grate, but even though we're not really, you don't really know.
Exactly.
He's like that.
Yeah.
So, 19 BBY is, because the timeline in Star Wars
Battle
is BBY.
Before,
before Battle of Yavin.
So
19 years before the Battle of Yavin is Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
So then this takes place 10 years later, which is 9 years before. So Luke's 19, not 18. So that means that Rebels starts 4 years after this. So the events probably won't tie in too heavily.
Okay.
But Solo, a Star Wars story, happens the year before this.
Okay.
Will Han Solo and Chewbacca pop up on Tatooine because Obi-Wan?
No, because...
But in the bar.
Yeah, but no,
Obi-Wan,
the only reason
Obi-Wan knows Han Solo.
The only reason I'm saying no is that there was that article that came out recently where Disney was like, we will never use an actor to portray another actor.
Guess what has happened in the Disney Plus TV shows?
So they might have
De-aged Harrison Ford.
De-aged Harrison Ford.
That would be fucked up.
But that, I don't think they will ever get, because it was an article where they were like,
Kathleen Kennedy learned the mistake. Can't recast that kind of
iconic characters. No, you learned the wrong lesson. That's the wrong lesson. Make a good film.
You know who also is playing
Don't
an
fire
iconic
Lord
character
and Miller.
That's been
Don't
recast?
Fire Lord.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi got recast, and you're currently using Ewan McGregor, because he's a recast Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kenobi was Alec Guinness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, you make an entire series on the back of a recast actor. Yeah. Sure, he's been in more movies than Alec Guinness, but you still recast him.
Yeah.
It's
and Alec Guinness is in.
I would have loved
Force
to have
Awakens,
seen
because he goes Rey.
Yeah, that's right.
But I would have loved Rey. To have seen the actual Lord and Miller directed.
Absolutely.
Han Solo.
Yeah.
As opposed to the, what's his name?
Ron Howard.
As opposed to Ron Howard one we got, because it just is like, I thought it was going to be a bit of a screwball comedy, and it's sort of set up to be like a bit of a screwball comedy, and then we just got
very much
what
like
was meant
Edgar
to be
Wright's.
Like, no, it's an epic telling.
Yeah.
So this is going to find out how we get his, how we learn how his name begin.
Yeah.
Maul is killed 7 years after this series.
Well, no, if it's going to start a year after Han Solo, guess who appears at the end of Han Solo?
Yeah, no, but that doesn't matter because Maul is then killed 7 years after, or eight years after Solo.
This. So
7 years after Kenobi, 8 years after Solo. Maul's killed 2 years before A New Hope starts.
That's so funny.
He's kicking it for ages.
Yeah.
So Maul is in theory around.
But I guess if they've said
like Maul's not in this one. Yeah. And
but
like,
there's a guy that is looks like Maul, and you know who saved Maul from death?
His brother.
Yeah, so, okay.
Maybe they tease. Look, if just because no one really pays it that much attention to like every single bit of Star Wars like canon. Like, say, like, your average movie-going person or your average, like, oh, yeah, I'll watch the Star Wars movies and I'll watch, the Disney Plus series, sick. And maybe I'll watch a couple of episodes, but not really of, like, Rebels this. Having Maul in this would be kind of nice.
But if there are, like, creative differences, he doesn't want to come back, then. Mm.
Or it was, like, was it creative differences for the first season, but he'll be back in the second?
Oh, I see what
you mean.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Maul has two brothers. Guess what their names are?
Wrath and Rawl. Rawl Maul and Wrath Maul.
So we've got Savage Opress.
Shut up.
My God.
And Feral.
That rules.
Well, maybe presumably, the best. I think it must be Mole Oppress, Savage Oppress, and Feral Oppress.
That's why are they given the
Savage and Feral.
Well, that doesn't make sense because Mole's name shouldn't be Mole because, like,
also Mole's Darth isn't his name. No. Darth is a title. Yeah, what is his actual name?
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. What's Darth Mole's actual name?
What's Darth Mole's real name?
Because Mole's, unless his name's Mole and he's just like, well, I'm not going to change Mole.
Yeah, because Darth Vader.
Vader's not his name. No. His name's,
I named my boy Anakin Vader. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Star Wars is stupid, you know?
What? Sidious isn't his name. His name's fucking, what's his name?
Who?
Sheev.
Sheev. Yeah. That's true. He's not Sheev Sidious. Yeah. Although.
No, it would be Sidious. No, yeah, that's
Sheev
right.
Sheev Sidious. Be... Yeah.
No, it would be Darth Sheev.
It should have been.
And then it would have been Darth Anakin.
Yeah.
Darth Sheev. Darth Maul.
Would it have, Maul, yeah. Once known as Darth Maul.
Mm. Okay.
So I guess he kept his name.
Yeah, weird. All right, that's cool.
He grows 20 centimeters when he gets cybernetic legs, so that's cool for him too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Maul will be in this. I don't think they'll even tease it.
No,
yeah.
Well, there's a character, like one of the
I know, but I think that'll just be like, an alien. Yeah.
You don't think it'll potentially be one of his brothers?
Nah.
I don't think so.
I reckon it's just going to be just like, just a lad.
I think it might be like, yeah, like a Maul bounty hunter maybe, like one of his race. But I don't think it'll be the
Darth Savage Oppress is killed 10 years before this takes place.
There you go.
Who kills him? Let's find out.
Oh, yeah, he's a Zabrak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's this, or a Datho Mirian.
Yeah, I think it'll be, but I don't even think it'll be a character. I think it'll just be a dude.
I just think it'll be just a lad.
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh,
like
yeah.
A brute, yeah. A brunt that he's, a grunt that he's got to fight
yeah,
or whatever. 100%.
And he'd be like, oh, you remind me maybe of a guy I know.
Yeah. I think but I still can't quite figure out what the bulk of Obi-Wan's, like, what's his, because clearly.
Sidious kills Savage Oppress. Crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's going to, yeah, I reckon it'll be in a way where he's gone off world because people are hunting him, but then he finds something which then he can then be like, okay, cool. Kind of almost like a baby Yoda.
Okay.
Like, I got to like now either, well, I got to protect this person and I got to, or I got to deliver this thing to somewhere. And then that like that becomes kind of like the mission. I think maybe he gets tied up in the Mandalorian and shit.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I feel like I get the vibe like, this would be my guess. This is my speculation. Mm. He's like, I need to erase myself from the public records.
Yeah.
So he's got to break into some high-level facility to completely erase his existence from any records that they have that the Empire has of him.
Yeah.
So that they can't track him down. Maybe makes even sense. He's got a chip in his brain. He's got to get rid of the chip in his brain. Something like that. And so I think that'll be the sort of like the climactic break in, get rid of that whilst everybody's hunting you, disappear, and then disappear.
Yeah,
like,
what do I need to do to be able to disappear from all your records? What do I need to do to be able to kind of like, yeah, really go underground?
So it could be like, I'm on Tatooine, he encounters a bounty hunter, he's like, fuck, I got to get off world, and I got to disappear. Gets off world, he's like, I got to find some cunts to help me, some criminal, you know, my old Jedi Master Qui-Gon Jinn, he knew a bunch of shady characters.
Well,
he was a shady guy himself.
Satine's a bounty hunter.
Yeah, okay, so he's like, well, I got to figure out how to.
My old flame.
I got to go to my old flame, figure out how do I get myself off the public record so I can disappear. You got to go do this.
Maybe it's like,
you're going to change your name, Obi-Wan, to Ben. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll go up to his old pal, Dexter Jester.
He's not going to Coruscant. That wasn't Coruscant.
That looked like croissant.
It could be.
You can say it looked like a croissant and Obi-Jim or whatever you said before, but it's not Coruscant. I'm sorry.
Why?
That's so sad. Do we think Jar Jar Binks will be in this?
No, I don't
think so. You think he'll be like, I need to find an old friend?
Also, I'm pretty sure he hates Jar Jar Binks pretty much from Go to Away. Also, it can't be Feral or Savage because they're both dead.
Yeah.
Savage kills Feral to prove his allegiance to some fella.
Aww.
And then Savage is killed by Darth Sidious because Savage absorbs some power of some kind.
I knew that. Yeah, I didn't think that would be.
I think it's going to be just some.
It'll just be grunts.
That you're like, oh, you're, yeah, once again, like, huh. You remind me of a.
I fought a guy like you, cut him in straight in half.
Yeah, like I'm going to do to you.
And so then it'll be. Break into this, probably there'll be some facility.
Yeah, or like break into like a Sith facility.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of thing like they're hunting him, but he's like going into their like the heart of the Sith. Like
exactly, because that's what a great setup where they're like, everybody's after you and you got to go to the place where there's the most of them.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's so funny as well. They're like, you need to come up with a fake name. And he's like, Ben. They're like, great, Ben Kenobi. No. Fine. Obi-Wan Jones. No. I think this is just a swing, I guess. But so his girlfriend, his ex, is a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm. Amandalore.
So I think it's part of claiming, part of faking his death. She'll claim the bounty in some way.
Yeah,
so
he'll be like, this is what
you got to do. We're going to kill this guy that looks like me or whatever.
Yeah, take my jacket.
Yeah, take my jacket.
Say you killed me and I turned to his jacket. Here's the jacket.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to disappear. My name's Ben now. And he's going to off to Tatooine or something, something to that effect. Mm. There was a scene in the trailer.
Could they do something like, and maybe that's part of the heist or the part of like this plan. It's like, you know, okay, we're going to set it up and we're going to have a droid.
Yeah, okay.
To like basically watch this. So then, I don't know if this ever happened in Star Wars history.
Yeah.
But to be able to be like, you know, they watch the footage through the droid and be like, oh yeah, Ben's dead. I mean, Obi-Wan is dead.
Who's
this Ben fella?
Looks completely different.
Well, do you think they'll tie this into the fact that Leia knows Obi-Wan is alive.
Oh,
because
Leia
says, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. I don't know if you remember that line.
Yeah, we're going to get Jimmy Smith.
Not really.
We can get Jimmy Smith.
We might get Jimmy Smith. I got a very detailed cast list here.
If we get Jimmy Smith, I'll be happy.
Jimmy Smith is not on this list.
Bullshit.
But O'Shea Jackson Jr. is, and that's Ice Cube's son.
Whoa.
Who looks just like Ice Cube.
That's sick.
Okay.
Well, then maybe we'll have a scene where he goes to... what's Leia's?
Not Naboo. It's
Leia's
something
planet?
Else.
Alderaan. Alderaan, yeah.
I'm like, it should have, like, well, one of them should have been, like, they should have been the same planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be...
That would have been great. Anywho.
Because
they will need... Yeah, wow, that's true. They will need in some way to establish that she knows who Obi-Wan Kenobi is.
She doesn't necessarily know who Obi-Wan is. She just knows that...
Mm.
Maybe there will be a thing where he's like, I'm going to look after Luke and I need somebody else to look after Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we'll get a baby Leia scene with another Jedi who's telling her about Obi-Wan Kenobi or something on Alderaan. Something,
well, they won't recast Leia, so it'll be Carrie Fisher DH to a baby.
Yeah. Well, it could be the same thing where, you know, like, where he's got to look after Luke. Maybe he does go to Alderaan and then maybe has a conversation with whoever is looking after them. Like, oh, no one knows that she's not ours.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, we understand, like, and like he... won't know that she's force sensitive because that's a shock to him as a ghost, right?
Yeah. He's like a bird.
So like maybe you might get an Alderaan cameo there.
Mm.
It would be nice if we spent some time in Alderaan, to be
honest.
We need to at some point do something with Alderaan.
Yeah,
or go back to Naboo. What's up with Naboo?
Did anything happen there?
Yeah,
it was Boss Nassup. Maybe we do get Jar Jar Binks.
We're not getting Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, so maybe we see in Alderaan. Maybe that's where he's like, you know, being like
maybe that shot that you thought was Coruscant.
Yeah, maybe that was Alderaan.
But I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to go on the most dangerous website of all time.
Uh-oh.
Wikipedia.
Well, you do that. I'll
see you in 45 minutes.
Yeah. So on IMDb.
Yeah.
Someone is played, is playing someone called Fifth Brother. So Sung Kang is playing Fifth Brother. What does, what?
Fifth
Brother. Brother of Darth Maul.
It just says Fifth Brother.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, there. Then again, the Inquisitor Reva is also slash third sister. Is that a thing? Brothers and sisters? Well, obviously, brothers is a thing. But is that like a title in a Star Wars?
Maybe
it's the Inquisitor
title.
I'm alone, and my boys have descended into the Wikipedia mines. And here I am on the outside, hoping, patiently waiting for their return.
Okay.
Listening to the clinking of their pickaxes on... horrible, boring lore.
Oh.
Coming out with big mine carts full of useless facts. Oh, man. I got to get out of this hell town.
Something called Fifth Brother's Lightsaber. What is this?
It'll probably be the Fifth Brother's Lightsaber, I reckon.
Double-bladed spinning lightsaber. Double-bladed spinning lightsaber.
Okay, that is pretty cool.
There's no information that I can find about what that planet is.
Okay. So for the Fifth Brother is like the guy looks like he's like Inquisitor because they got that gray face.
Yeah.
And he's got like the cool hat.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. So Inquisitors, and this is I have seen this on maybe Rebels, where they have like a circle and that's their weapon, and they put like the sabers in, and they hold it, and it just spins
that's
around.
That's sick. That's baller.
So we're going to get to see that. That's neat.
In the trailer, there's that scene where Darth Vader's getting his chest piece clamped on.
Yeah.
And the trailer makes it seem like Obi-Wan is watching that. Now, I don't know that he is. But what do we think? How do we think Darth Vader is going to play into this?
Well, Hayden Christensen, they've made a huge deal of the fact he's
coming back.
So there'll be flashbacks for sure. Mm. And also, probably because it's hinted in Empire Strikes Back that, like, because you see Vader sitting in that fucking thing.
Yeah.
And they've taken
the back the tank?
Yeah.
Not the back the tank, it's a room.
The room that they spin his head
on? It's sort of like a back to tank.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's a big room on Cloud City. Before the scene that Jackson, you should love, where Han Solo and pals were invited to dinner with Darth Vader.
I do love that scene.
And then Han Solo tries to shoot Darth Vader, which is also funny. There's a lot going on. Yeah, Empire Strikes Back. I don't know.
Pretty good.
It is good.
You made me forget what I was getting. No, how funny is it that he has a machine for putting on his helmet? That's elaborate.
Well, presumably all of his armor's off.
I invented a machine to put on my hat.
Well, presumably all his armor's off. And I think it's more a sealed room that he can exist in.
Yeah, so he doesn't
get
infections or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, but do we think that Darth Vader, so it's only he's only going to appear in flashbacks, you think?
I'm saying that there'll be, so Vader will be in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, Anakin, like seeing Hayden Christensen's face.
Yeah.
Will be either in flashbacks or
de-aged
de-aged. They're
gonna de-age everyone.
You, the audience, will be de-aged while you're watching.
I'll
it.
Be like, wow, I'm 22 again.
And then the show will end. The show will end, then you'll be 45.
Oh no!
They're 1 hour episodes, so that sucks. Yeah. Well, that's good. It depends how you want to look at it. It means that the first two episodes, that's a 2 hour block of Star Wars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a movie length.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
This was originally a movie. I wonder if you're going to be able to tell.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was originally a movie.
Yeah, it was one of the movies. So it was a movie that was originally directed by James Marigold.
Mm. Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then it got axed when Solo underperformed.
Oh, I see. So, but is this...
Because you're not going to believe this.
Go on.
They learned the wrong lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people don't care about Star Wars if it's not an episode movie title, but they care about TV series because we learned that lesson from The Mandalorian.
People hate vampires because of Morbius, not Dr. Michael Morbius. People love him.
It can't be Jared Leto that people hate. Surely he's nothing but box office hit after hit.
Imagine they release a movie that was just Dr. Michael Morbius, but he doesn't have Morbius powers. They're like,
it's a prequel.
You liking this?
Yeah.
No.
Morbius before understand. Morbius.
Yeah. Pre-Morbius.
Finally, the Morbius. Morbius CU?
Yeah.
MCU!
I'm so sick, but I'm still a doctor.
Maybe bat will help. No.
What if I drink this bat spit?
No.
But I'm not going to become a bat if I do it. I'll just get better.
For this one episode, it's a series.
It's a TV. It's a 12 episode TV show.
I think so. What's going to happen as well? As he's getting bounty hunted, he's going to also find out that there's other bounties or there's other Jedi's getting hunted.
Oh, true.
So he might try and be like, "Well,
why it goes off world.
Potentially. Like, you know, being one of like, you know, the few Jedi. Oh, maybe he's the one that got the information of like, they know about these people.
Yeah.
I need to go there and help them.
Yeah.
And,
well, it might be a combination. So like, he's like, I'm getting attacked on Tatooine. I bet that means that the other Jedis are getting attacked as well.
He'll kill one of the bounty hunters and they'll have like, you know, a bunch of like, you know, wanted
people's
posters.
Yeah.
It's like where they are.
Yeah. Ooh,
I think what's going to happen is the thing that they keep doing in Star Wars, which is, because this is obviously a prequel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to form a ragtag group of friends and companions. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're never mentioned again. Much like how Anakin has his own apprentice that is never mentioned
again. Of course.
In movies.
Mm.
It'll probably just end with him fighting a whole bunch of, like killing a bunch of Inquisitors with his ragtag group of things.
Yeah.
Him and Satine will be like, we can never work like this, but I'll always love you or whatever, but the Jedi way says no. Goodbye.
Mm. Yeah. Or it'll
and then
like
he'll turn down, the barrel of the camera and he'll say, hello there. And everyone will go,
yes!
Love. And they'll jizz in their own.
They'll start leaking cum.
I was going to say, but then, because really she's a pacifist leader. Yeah. Or she'll be like, we can never be together, and she'll stab him.
Whoa.
And be like, now I'm going to take in your bounty. Yeah. And then like that'll assume that he's being killed, but that's all part of the ruse.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And now he's Ben. Kenobi.
Stabbed him with a get old knife. Although I think now Ewan McGregor is roughly the same age that Alec Guinness was.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Which just in the 70s, old people looked like shit.
Yeah, which is like, wow, because Ewan is rocking that look.
Oh yeah, he looks amazing.
Alec, not as much.
Not heaps. What I really like thinking about how much Alec Guinness hated Star Wars and being part of it and all of it. And it makes me, it pleases me to imagine what he must think looking at this movie and being like, why does anyone care? This TV show, sorry. There's something nice about that. Yeah. Knowing Alec Guinness loathes every second of it.
Alec Guinness was 63 in the first Star Wars. Okay. But still, it's going to be... Well, actually, I guess if this is set... like 9 years before.
It kind of works, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic about this for some reason.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, I'm like, maybe this is going to be good.
I don't know why.
I get to see Ewan McGregor. I haven't seen him on screen for a while.
Yeah, I really like watching Ewan McGregor act. I think he's very attractive.
Yeah, last time I saw him was in The Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
I think the last time I saw him was in Salmon Fishing in the Yemen.
Surely there's been movies since then.
I mean, probably.
There are, but that's just like the last place I remember seeing him.
So I'm like, I could watch Ewan McGregor do some things.
I think it's just, I don't know, I'm happy to watch a fluffy sci-fi for a bit. I don't know. Something about that's appealing.
Like, if it was, you know, if you look at The Mandalorian, even like the Book of Boba Fett, it's kind of like that was like a more of a Western kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If this is that sort of
almost,
you know,
pulp,
that pulp thing of like Buck Rogers in the 21st century or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Going around and just kind of like having little adventures, but also being hunted. Do you reckon there's going to be a do you reckon it's going to be completely connected or like almost standalone?
I imagine completely connected just because it was a movie first. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's going
to
be...
It'll start connected to something and end connected to a different thing, but it won't necessarily be like... So it'll be an illusion rather than...
So it's not going to be like, you know, Monster of the Week.
No, I don't think so.
No, no, no. It will not be...
Problem of the Week.
They've said that it's not like a...
They describe it as an event, so I feel like it's...
Yeah, it's not like very connected. Ewan McGregor said it feels like a movie, and unlike The Mandalorian, it's not episodic.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, this looks like it's not Monster of the Week. It has a different feel.
Yeah, cool.
So it'll be a 6-hour adventure.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited where it's going
to
end up.
I don't know why, but I'm looking forward to
it. Essential readings tonight.
Oh my god! Yeah, full on
readings. Wars. I love Star Wars.
I feel like this must be unexpected for listeners who've listened to our entire catalog. Every BS boy is all in on something that isn't a joke.
We were all in on Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were
you could argue, not a joke. Yeah, sure.
It's not a joke for me. James Cameron.
Me neither. I know. I'm there.
I love James Cameron. I do like James Cameron.
I do love the Na'vi people. They seem like they're big,
very,
they're blue.
Nice guys, yeah.
They keep fucking their horses or whatever. What's not the love?
All in on Eternals, which we largely liked.
What was our feelings on Thor?
Thor,
which one? Love and Thunder.
I think we were like, it'll probably be good.
I'm excited for Thor. I like Taika Waititi.
Minions Rise of Gru, all in on.
I've watched the Minions movie, like the first one since we did that episode. Minions are funny. I was like laughing out loud watching the movie. I was like, what am I doing? I'm sleeping on the Minions. And then I watched Despicable Me 1. I couldn't care for it,
okay?
Who gives a fuck about Gru and his kids? But the Minions, they get into some shenanigans, and it's pretty good.
I hope you start just posting a lot of, like, Minion memes.
Why do you not like Despicable Me 1 but like Minions?
Because Despicable Me 1 was annoying. I don't know. I just want silly Minion
activity. Is it because the plot of Despicable Me 1 is mostly, like, how Gru's not ready to be a dad, but
now
he's
just I don't know. It's that kind of cringe humor of the early 2000s or 2010s or whatever.
Not
it's
much cringe. Banana.
Yeah. Minions based.
Yeah. You want banana. You don't want, oh my god, it's so fluffy, I can die.
Yeah. Minions has got, one of them becomes the king for a bit. It's great. I think he wants a lot of bananas for some reason. They kill Napoleon. It's awesome. I loved the Minions movie. Highlight of my year.
Going back through our entire back catalog, not a lot we were excited for.
Yeah, not a lot of positives.
Nope. We were excited for Nope.
That's true.
Maybe Bad Horses.
Yeah, it's a fairly cynical podcast we do here.
Not anymore. Star Wars is going to turn that around.
I'm genuinely really, like, you know me, I have to be forced at risk at the punishment of being fired to watch She-Hulk But I'm watching this of my own volition.
Across the Spider-Verse Part 1, I think.
No, we were excited for that. We were a bit nervous because we liked it so much that we didn't want it to be bad.
Lightyear?
I'm excited.
Zammit's all in. That's Zammit's minions.
I think I'm excited. I mean, I want to see it.
Yeah, this is dealing with time and space. Yeah. We're dealing with gross, dirty, 60s sci-fi.
Yeah.
And he swings for the fences in terms of...
Darth Maul will actually be in this.
Swings for the fences.
Qui-Gon Ghost.
Yeah, Qui-Gon Ghost. Qui-Gon Ghost. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey. He's like, how does he sound? Do an impression.
Of Qui-Gon.
Class dismissed. I don't care. What time is it?
What does he say?
The bell doesn't let you go. I let you go. And I'm letting you go Qui-Gon half an hour early.
The first lines of Phantom Menace is something like Obi-Wan saying, Master, I've got a bad feeling about this. And Qui-Gon says, your feelings serve you well, but something, something, something.
Your feelings served you well. Because he's
your feelings served you well.
Your feelings served you well. So do you think he's going to appear as a ghost and be like...
Fucking like some dastardly Sean Connery but mixed with like...
What does Qui-Gon say?
Because he's dingus. What's the actor? Liam Neeson. He's Liam Neeson. So he's got that Liam Neeson voice, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, and I don't know...
I don't know what you are, but
I will find you, and I will cut you in half with my lightsaber. See?
Yeah, and I will find you, sir. I am a man with very special skills, sir, and I am.
Yeah, we're nailing
it. Kill my daughter! Kill my daughter! And I will find you, sir. He's gonna be smoking a big cigar.
Yeah, yeah.
Asking Obi-Wan if he's got $5.
Yeah. So yeah, Qui-Gon cameo ghost.
I can turn your $5 into $20.
Liam Neeson will do anything because he's made 45 movies in 6 years or whatever.
In 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll definitely, Qui-Gon can be a lock it
we
in.
We have not had Qui-Gon reappear for ages.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jar Jar Binks cameo where he dies in a gratuitous way.
That is a swing for the fence.
Like he's shot in the head or something. Or it's just his skull.
Obi-Wan Vader fight.
Oh, that's huge.
Vader wins.
Yeah.
Vader would.
Maybe Vader wins and then he shows mercy and he's like, don't you ever come back. Maybe. Something like that. Well, because if he wins, then...
No, but like he doesn't kill him. He just kicks his ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, big time, big time. That's a good
thing. Like, it's kind of thing of like, well, you know, Anakin, I had the higher ground. Yeah. Kick your ass, whatever. And, you know, you weren't that much of a big bad guy. Ooh, who cares? Whereas Vader, he's scary. Like, if you look at like Rogue One, he's meant to be scary, spooky. He's meant to be powerful. Everyone is afraid of Vader. And so Vader comes in and like we actually like see him, you know, just absolutely demolish Obi-Wan and Obi has to like leave.
That's cool.
Or run. Kind of cool. Yeah, maybe maybe Vader kills Satine or whatever.
Yeah.
Does she reappear though?
Great question.
Yeah. Let's go quickly to end the episode. Head to Satine's Wikipedia page. Yeah.
I'll send the boys back down into the mines.
Mm-hmm. Satine, Wikipedia.
Start cooking a nice apple pie for when they come out. Covered
okay.
in soot.
All right, that's deep confusing. Star Wars war.
Yes, I reckon, maybe Vader kills her.
Yeah, I think that's a very big possibility.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to really enjoy this.
Well, what's confusing is she actually, you're not going to believe this, dies in Obi-Wan's arms 10 years before this series takes place.
Huh.
And Vader resurrects her just to do it all over again.
I guess we'll find out. Huh?
Yeah. So she's in this...
Maul kills her.
...series, huh?
Maybe so Maul killed the clone of her. Somehow, Palpatine has returned.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys. Stay away from Wikipedia. It sucks the life out of you. Even if you love Star Wars. Yeah. I love Star Wars. Yeah. Make a Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't they? Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.